Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott.
And my name is Gordon Bennett. I'm just going to be here to help Randy over the rough spots at the very beginning of the show. I would love to stay, but I have bronchitis and I have to get home. But it's wonderful to be opening up the archives of Commodore. They're not virtually limitless, but you can play these indefinitely, and they are becoming extremely valuable. You won't get these on compact disc, only on vinyl.
That's right.
And that's a very interesting fact in itself. They have developed a new process, they say, for vinyl production. And as far as Vandy and I are concerned, they're superior to anything that we've heard on compact disc.
Without a doubt. Oh, for sure. We're going to start off this afternoon, Gordon, from 1945, music from Jonah Jones.
Ah.
And featured on this particular recording, we have Danny Barker on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, who's still around, live and kicking.
He is everywhere, isn't he?
And so is Danny Barker. He was.
Yes, he's still playing.
He was on PBS about a couple of weeks ago with Wynton Marsalis there, and Dave Riviera is also featured. Ike Quebec on tenor sax.
He used to be very good. I don't know why he failed. I thought he had a terrific tone.
Beautiful sound. The tracks that we're going to listen to, we're going to start off with Rose of the Rio Grande, and then follow that up with You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me. And if you love our show, you might want to dial 564-3299 and pledge some money to keep us afloat.
And I happen to know, I think correctly, that Rose of the Rio Grande is one of Kay Mahoney's favorite tunes. So I'm going to be leaving now. I leave you in the safe, capable hands of producer, executive, collector, Randy McElligott, and keep those pledges. And thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Music from Jonah Jones, and that was a fine track that we just heard called You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me, and we started off with Rose of the Rio Grande. Well, the CD that I'm going to be giving away this hour is called Yesterday's News by guitarist Neil Hogan, and it features a lot of standards on here. For example, Chattanooga Choo Choo, My Funny Valentine, Prelude to a Kiss, Ain't Misbehavin', and it's yours for a donation of $25 if you'd like to call 564-3299. I only have 8 of these left, and they'll be going away between now and 2 p.m. And again, the name of the guitarist is Neil Hogan from California, and this is a CD that he released in 1992. It's called Yesterday's News, featuring 10 well-known standards, Bluesette, Someday My Prince Will Come, Our Love Is Here to Stay. It's all here, so there's 10 beautiful tracks for the next caller who'd like to call up for a $25 donation and help keep In Transition afloat here at CHUO-FM. Right now, we're going to continue with music from violinist Stuff Smith. And he's also joined by a very formidable trio. Ted Sturgis is on bass, and the great Billy Taylor is on piano. And Billy Taylor is still crusading around North America, spreading the virtues of jazz and trying to keep the spirit alive. This recording was made in 1945, and we're going to go for 3 tracks, starting off with Juan Tiesel's classic composition, Perdido, and then we'll follow it up with Bugle Call Rag, and we'll conclude the next set with an original from Stuff Smith entitled Desert Sands. And don't forget, the number here in the studio if you'd like to pledge is 564-3299. Thank you.
Check out these action-packed activities happening throughout CHUO's third annual funding drive. On Wednesday, March 16th, it's FrancoFest with musical guests Kif Kif and John Warner. It's at Zaphod Beeblebrock starting at 8 p.m. Tickets are only $5. On Saturday, March 19th, Grasshopper with Raisin Bag and Mushroom Explosion blast off at the pit starting at 4 p.m. $5 a ticket. This is an all-ages event. Entertain yourself and support CHUO's programming variety, which proudly distinguishes itself from commercial radio. Make a donation by dialing 564-3299. That's 564-3299.
And I'd like to thank Mr. Dungy for calling in and pledging money to the radio station here. And Mr. Dungy receives Neil Hogan's Yesterday's News, a fine CD of solo guitar featuring some fine standards. And I still have some copies left of Yesterday's News. If you'd like to call in here at the studio at 564-3299, I'm sure that either Nikolai or Heather would be pleased to take your call. We're going to go for one more from Stuff Smith here. This is Desert Sands. Thank you. Music from Stuff Smith, and that was a song entitled Desert Sands. I'd like to mention that stick around for the second hour of In Transition, because I'll be featuring music from the Montreal International Jazz Festival covering the years 1981, 82, and 83. I'm going to try and squeeze in as much music as I can between 2 and 3 p.m. I'd also like to mention that Young Poets Ottawa invites you to a very special afternoon. It's the Say It Poetically, Say It Black event, and it'll be on March 13th at Saw Gallery. That's this afternoon. You can hear the sounds of some very fine poetry and listen to Ottawa's most outspoken young black poets. Remember that March 13th at the Saw Gallery, which is located at 67 Nicholas Street from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. The admission is $3, and you can give a donation at the door. And Say It Poetically, Say It Black is presented by CHUO FM 89.1. And I still have a few copies of Neil Hogan's CD, Yesterday's News, to give away. Another half hour left in the first hour of In Transition. And this is a guitarist from California who's started up his own label called Joplin Sweeney and Music Company. And he's releasing some very fine music. During the second hour of In Transition, the giveaway CD will be Jim Witzel and his excellent CD, Give and Take, featuring some fine musicians on this CD, Mark Johnson on bass and Ernie Watts, Russell Ferrante, Ralph Penland, and Kim Stone, and also featured John Abercrombie. So during the second hour of In Transition, I'll be giving away 8 CDs of Jim Witzel's Give and Take. Right now we're going to go to Eddie Edwards and his original Dixieland Jazz Band, as we feature this afternoon some great music from the Commodore Jazz label. And unfortunately my sidekick Gordon Bennett cannot be with me this afternoon because he's suffering from a touch of bronchitis. But we're going to listen to some Eddie Edwards from 1945, 2 tracks, Lazy Daddy and Mornin' Blues. Thank you.
You're laughing with home theater from Bleaker Stereo and TV. JVC's home theater Dolby Pro Logic receiver has 5 amps controlling 5 channels for total surround sound, over 200 watts. That's one metric whack of power at a Bleaker Best Buy price of just $399. Add a JVC VCR and movies come to life. Now here's the major Bleaker bonus. Bleaker delivers it, sets it up, and fixes it if you need it. Get JVC home theater sound from Bleaker and you're laughing. Nobody beats Bleaker. Nobody.
We just listened to music from Eddie Edwards and his original Dixieland Jazz Band, 2 tracks, Mornin' Blues and Lazy Daddy. Right now we're going to move to one of the very fine vibists of the period, Red Norvo. And this person is still making some fine music as far as I know. And Gordon and I have featured Red Norvo before on our shows. And for me, he's very special because he has a very unique way of handling the vibes. We're going to go to 1945 and we're going to listen to one track. And this is called 1-2-3 Jump. And right after this, we're going to go to the fine trumpet playing of Wild Bill Davison, another person that Gordon and I have featured many times on our shows. And we're going to listen to Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams and I'm Coming Home, Virginia. And don't forget, the number here in the studio is 564-3299. If you'd like to pledge some money to the station to keep our shows afloat, that would be very nice. And don't forget that I still have copies of Neil Hogan's solo guitar CD entitled Yesterday's News, featuring some very fine standards, including Bluesette, Fond Farewell, In a Sentimental Mood, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, the fine Harold Arlen composition, Sweet Child, When You Wish Upon a Star, My Funny Valentine, etc., etc. As I said before, the number is 564-3299. Thank you. music from Red Norvo and a track entitled 1-2-3 Jump. I'd like to thank Anne Satterley for contributing to the cause. Thank you very much, Anne. I'd also like to mention that every donor who makes a donation of $30 or more will receive one chance to win a 2 round-trip Via Rail tickets for any place in the Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, Quebec City corridor, and the value is $150. So for every additional $25, the donor will receive an additional chance. So for example, a donation of $80, the person will receive 3 chances to win a pair of tickets. Not only that, but until 2 o'clock this afternoon, if you do pledge $80, not only do you get 3 chances to win a pair of tickets, you can also pick up 3 copies of Neil Hogan's solo guitar CD, Yesterday's News. And you may ask, what am I going to do with 3 copies of the same CD? You might want to keep one for yourself and give the other 2 away as gifts. So that's something to think about. 564-3299 is the magic number. And here is the fine playing of Wild Bill Davison. Thank you. The beautiful sounds of Wild Bill Davison. And there was a track called I'm Coming Virginia, and before that we listened to Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. Well, from Wild Bill Davison to George Bruni's and his jazz band, this is a recording that was made January the 11th, 1946, and it features Bruni's on vocals and trombone. Also, we have Wild Bill Davison again on trumpet, Tony Parente on clarinet, the great guitarist Eddie Condon. Great because he wasn't he was an integral part to the Commodore sound, and he played very well with the musicians that he was associated with, including Wild Bill Davison and Gene Schroeder, who's on piano on this particular recording. Also, Danny Alvin and Jack Lesberg. Eddie Condon was a great character, and I'm sure if Gordon was here, he could tell you a few stories about Eddie Condon and some of the episodes that he had back at Condon's Bar and some of the other joints that Condon frequented back during the Commodore days. So this is from January 11th, 1946. We're going to listen to two tracks, the first one being Wang Wang Blues, the second take of that. And then we're going to follow that up with Doodle Doo Doo. And don't forget, the number here in the studio is 564-3299, and I still have some copies left of Neil Hogan's excellent CD entitled Yesterday's News.
Thank you.
Music from George Brunes, and that was a track entitled Doodle Doo Doo. Before that, we listened to Wang Wang Blues. Well, we're going to conclude our look at the Commodore label this afternoon with none other than tenor sax great extraordinaire Bud Freeman. David Jones, if you're listening, this goes out to you. This is a beautiful track written by UB Blake entitled Memories of You. And stick around for the second hour because I'll be featuring music from Jean-Luc Ponte, McCoy Tyner, Art Blakey, Michel Donato, and a few other musicians that I can squeeze in, hopefully, within the next hour. My name is Randy McElligott, and the number here is 564-3299 if you'd like to make a pledge. And we have 5 minutes left to give away the CDs for Neil Hogan, solo guitar, and the name of the CD is called Yesterday's News. Some very fine standards on this one. And if you'd like to give us a call here in the studio, you can speak to either Nikolai or Heather at 564-3299, and they'd be more than happy to take your pledge. Music from Bud Freeman as we conclude this afternoon's special on the Commodore Jazz label and join Gordon and I during the second Sunday of April as we continue our quest as we discover these fine recordings, and I hope you'll be listening then. Right now we're going to be featuring music from the Montreal International Jazz Festival, and we're going to be spotlighting 1981, 82, and 83. We're going to start off with Art Blakey, and this is a recording that he made in 1981 at Le Club Montréal, and this is known as the Spectrum now. And if memory serves me right, I was at this concert, and I think that Wynton Marsalis was on trumpet. And we're going to start off with, I don't have the names of the pieces that he played that night, but I do have the recording, and that's the main thing. Also, I'd like to mention that the featured CD for this hour is Jim Witzel. And the name of the CD is called Give and Take. Now, Jim grew up in Northern California in a town called San Rafael, and he took up the guitar at age 12. He started out playing folk and pop music, and then rock and blues. Now, his interest in jazz developed after hearing recordings by Kenny Burrell, Joe Pass, Wes Montgomery, and Jim Hall. On Give and Take, his intent was to present a personal musical statement by combining his playing and writing skills with the distinctive talents of the other six musicians on this CD, and they include Ernie Watts on tenor and soprano sax, Russ Ferrante on piano, Mark Johnson on bass, Kim Stone on fretless bass, Ralph Penland on drums, John Abercrombie on guitar. Now, the next nine callers who would like to pledge a donation of $25 will receive a copy of Jim Witzel's Give and Take, and this is a very fine CD. And again, the number is 564-3299. And here is Mr. Art Blakey. Music from the late great drummer Art Blakey, and that was taken from a 1981 recording from the Montreal International Jazz Festival, recorded live at Le Club Montréal, now known as The Spectrum. 1982 for me was the best year of the Montreal International Jazz Festival. There were some fine musicians that played that year, including Jean-Luc Ponty, our next featured artist, Michel Donato, also the band Air. Sphere played that year, Steps Ahead. It was great because it was still on the Saint-Denis, La Rue Saint-Denis in Montreal, and to me that was a great location to listen to this fine music. So this next recording that we're going to listen to from Michel Donato was recorded July 8th, 1982 at La Salle Marie Jarret and La Joie at the University du Québec à Montréal. And we're going to listen to an original of Michel Donato's entitled Invention Number 20. And it features Michel on bass, Jean Lebrun on flute and sax, Denny Christensen on trumpet and flugelhorn, the late Kenny Alexander on piano, and on drums, Emile Sisko-Normand. That's a great drummer that happened to play for my wedding back in 1985. So let's listen to Invention Number 20.
Thank you.
Music from the great bassist Michel Donato, and that was a song entitled Invention Number 20. Now, if you'd like to hear some more fine jazz here on CHUO-FM, dial the number 564-3299 and make a contribution. $25 will get you the Jim Witzel CD, and a donation of $30 or more will enter you in the drawing for the Via Rail passes that will be taking place a little later on. You know, I was speaking to a friend of mine from the United States the other day, and he was appalled at how jazz programming in Canada has just dropped off over the past year and a half. And I explained to him that the only place you can hear jazz now is basically on university radio stations like CHUO-FM. And Gordon and I hold firmly to that belief, and we try and bring you the best programming possible and the finest music available to share with you. So if you'd like to make a contribution to In Transition and at the Jazz Band Ball, I suggest that you call 564-3299. I wouldn't want to have our show go off the air because of lack of funding, and it's important to Gordon and I that we reach our listeners and try and make them happy by playing the finest jazz in Ottawa. And I know that there is an audience here in this city, and it's evidenced every summer in the month of July when the Ottawa International Jazz Festival takes place. There are literally thousands of people hovering around the city trying to listen to this fine music. And if you'd like to help us out, again, 564-3299. Here we go back to 1982 and the music of Jean-Luc Ponty, who gave a great performance, and if memory serves me right, this was at the Saint-Denis Theatre. Music from Jean-Luc Ponty from 1982, and I have no idea what that song is, because when these recordings were made, I forgot to write them down. We're going to continue now with Orchestre Sympathique, and this is from 1981. This is the second year that the Montreal International Jazz Festival took place. 1980 was held on Île Notre-Dame as part of the Expo location. And that was a great year. I remember the pass for that year was $25. But the following year, 1981, most of the recordings were made at the Expo Theater in also in Montreal. I don't think that that exists anymore. But they used that facility and also Le Club Montréal. And we're going to go to a recording that was made July the 5th, 1981, at Le Club Montréal. And this is a band called L'Orchestre Sympathique, a band made up of some very fine Quebec musicians, including Mathieu Léger on drums, Jacques Larrain on bass, François Richard on flute and piano, and a very fine musician in the name of Jean Vanesse on vibes, marimba, percussion, and piano on this next track that we're going to listen to, entitled Midnight Sun.
Thank you.
beautiful composition entitled The Midnight Sun, and that was L'Orchestre Sympathique from 1981 at the Montreal International Jazz Festival. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings. And we're right in the middle of our fundraising campaign, and we need your dollars to keep jazz alive here in Ottawa. And as I said before, the number is 564-3299. And this hour until 3 o'clock, I'll be giving away a CD by guitarist Jim Witzel out of California, featuring some beautiful sax work from Ernie Watts. And if you want to call and make a pledge of $25, just mention that you'd like the CD, and it's yours. And I think I have about 7 or 8 copies left, so that's more than enough time for you to call in with only a half an hour remaining. This next featured artist from the International Jazz Festival that appeared there was one of my favorite pianists in McCoy Tyner, someone who was an integral part of John Coltrane's incredible quartet that he had in the early to mid-60s. This concert, I think, happened in 1982 or 83. I'm not too sure. I don't really know the date. But this next recording that we're going to listen to is a composition written by Carlos Santana, the great guitarist out of San Francisco, and this one is called Hannibal.
Thank you.
Music from McCoy Tyner and a blistering version of Carlos Santana's composition entitled Hannibal. We're going to be featuring now music from Dave Brubeck, and this is from a 1981 recording that he made at the Expo Theater in Montreal. And there's a little story that goes along with this. And on his way to the concert, I remember waiting in the hall for him to show up. He got stuck in a traffic jam, and he got out of his car, and he was telling people, "Hey, I'm Dave Brubeck. I've got a concert to do." And it was around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and nobody seemed to know who he was. So it was kind of funny. He finally made it. He was about an hour late. But when he did show up, this is the kind of music that he was actually playing. Don't forget, with only 10 minutes left in the show this afternoon, I still have some copies of Jim Witzel's CD to give away for a donation of $25. I'd also like to thank those people that did pledge this afternoon on Gordon's show and also on my show, In Transition. Thank you very, very much, and your contributions are more than welcome. At least it'll keep jazz alive in the city. Again, let's get back to Mr. Dave Brubeck. Thank you. music from the great pianist Dave Brubeck, taken from a 1981 concert that he did at the Expo Theatre in Montreal. Well, my name is Randy McElligott, and I hope you've enjoyed the show this afternoon. It's been a pleasure bringing this fine music to you. And don't forget to contribute and give money to CHUOFM during our fundraising campaign, which will take place again next Sunday and the Sunday after. I'll be back doing In Transition. Coming up next, we have musical news from Germany with Mr. Hank D. And he's got some fine German music queued up and ready to go until 5 o'clock this afternoon. Until then, I'll be back next Sunday with another edition. My name is Randy McElligott again, and bye for now.